How will you remember Lord Banside?
I think there were two things that came to me. One was the personal relationship. And, you know, he could be charming, he could be funny. The jokes were almost always on somebody else rather than himself. But he could be, you know, he could be fun and actually was not a difficult person to work with on a one-to-one basis in a private meeting. But the other side of it, which in many ways is the more important, is that effectively he started out to undermine liberalism within the Protestant community, particularly in the Presbyterian Church, and liberalism within unionism, the people who wanted to move to an accommodation with nationalism and with the rest of the island. And he targeted both of those over the years and undermined people at a very personal and sometimes rather nasty level. And in many ways he was successful in destroying those elements of liberalism. Ironically, of course, he came to realise that there was no future in the approach that he was taking, and the result wasn't to produce a fundamentalist Protestantism of the kind he wanted, but to leave many young people in the Protestant community simply leaving all churches. And it didn't lead to the kind of unionism that he wanted. It led to him going into government, not just with nationalists, but with the leadership of the IRA. So in the end, he got not just what he didn't want, he got something even worse than he would have wanted. And of course, many of his followers realised that the route he'd taken was a disastrous mistake for them and for the country.
Lord Alderdice, you're nodding your head enthusiastically on that final point. Is that a critical key to understanding the career of Ian Paisley?
I think it's absolutely critical. It's essential to understand that, contrary to what Edwin was saying about Ian's reaction against IRA violence, Ian stoked these things up long before there was IRA violence, and before, even on the political side, he was damaging and destroying those who wanted a more creative approach to their faith. And there were some very unpleasant personal attacks that damaged people, not just professionally, but personally, and had lasting impact.
And you say that as a Presbyterian.
I say that as a Presbyterian.
He was very opposed to the Presbyterian Church and its move towards ecumenism.
Absolutely so. And any openness to engagement theologically, for discussion, or any of these kinds of things, people were attacked, bitterly attacked. And that's not to say that he couldn't be a very pleasant companion and chat and all of those kinds of things. My father knew him very well, my uncle knew him very well, I knew his background in Ballymena very well. But the truth is that he was one of the people who, because of his ability, stoked up the trouble in the church and in politics, and then later realised that actually it didn't bring the outcome that he sought and turned Turk.
What do you think, John Alderdice, the history of Northern Ireland would have looked like over the last 40 years if Ian Paisley hadn't been a part of that story?
Well, Mark, I'm the son of a Presbyterian minister, not the son of a prophet, so I can't tell you what way it would have been. But I can say this: there were many leading people in the churches and in politics who were trying to move gradually towards the kind of accommodation we're struggling to settle into now. And it was Ian's extraordinary ability, but extraordinary negative ability, that destroyed all of those efforts, led to the loss of many lives and much misery, and that we now, and he in his own later years, found himself trying to reconstruct.
So will history rightly judge him harshly, or did he mitigate those early days and early decades by what he did in the end by going into government with Martin McGuinness?
We can't really know how history will judge him, because history will be a bit up and down. For the moment, it'll probably be fairly positive. Later, people may look at it, and I suspect they may not be quite so kind as my colleague Peter Brooks suggests.
Okay. Lord Alderdice, Austin Currie in Dublin, thank you both very much indeed for joining us. Now, to Scott.